This time. Feel. Feel. Each one of you. My dear friends, do you have questions for me? This time.
Would you like us to stop now?
Yes.
Mark, do you want to ask your question?
Yeah. They talk about body clocks waking you up at the right time in the morning. But I wondered if sometimes you were given a nudge from spirit to wake up at the right time if you had to get up very early at a different time from usual. Sometimes I've found that I've just woken up just in time to catch a ferry or something very early in the morning. It seemed a bit uncanny.
Why should this seem so, my dear friend? After all, in your, what you term, dream state, you have the freedom of spirit, which is non-knowledgeable and aware of your own physical body's requirements. You, of course, would give out the thought before retiring to your bed, and that thought state would be known by your spirit. That is why these things occur. It is not always a nudge, as you say, from another, but your own internal knowledge.
That's not a physical thing. It's not a physical phenomenon, no.
It is the spirit that has a more expansive knowledge and would know what the thought and your thinking would be.
That's
interesting. Does this not make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, what you said.
It does. The thing that I was slightly unsure of was we've been told that time is our kind of physical time is not the present in spirit. So I wondered about whether it could be done, but. Yeah, that part I found a bit confusing.
Yes. Remember that the physical being is only the result of the spiritual thinking. It is the spirit that is all-knowing, which is wise, and which can achieve many things for you. therefore, time, as you know, means nothing to the spirit. And you know full well, my dear friend, that when the spirit returns to our world, in part of your sleep state time, the knowledge would be known. And therefore, when the spirit rejoins the physical overcoat, that knowledge then becomes the reality.
Right.
Do not always assume, my dear friend, that external influences are taking place.
Right.
Remember that you have full control.
Right. So would it be, so the spirit, as it, after it's gone off into the other world, into your world, or not your world, but into the spirit world, it just knows when to return to the physical being, and then the physical being wakes up at that time.
Yes. It is simple, but you seem to make it more complex by your thinking.
Yeah.
Yes, I do not wish to confuse you, but yes, you are speaking of the simple knowledge that the spirit holds.
Thank you very much.
You could, if you so desired, try these things on a regular basis and be aware of the thought that is being sent before you retire for your sleep state. And you will find that your spirit will accept the thought and then create the reality.
Thank you.
Is that helpful to you?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Graham, you have any questions?
Yes, I was reading through your teachings to last November when my wife was here, and the discussion at the time was about loving thoughts towards those people that seem to, by their actions, hurt us. And my wife said that when you feel as though perhaps you can't communicate by letter or by voice, then perhaps the best way is to send loving thoughts. And you replied that loving thoughts are always good, and that nothing, no harm can ever come if you project loving thoughts. But you said something that I was hoping you would clarify as a warning about you mustn't interfere with the thought towards the other person. And I wonder what that meant.
Yes. You, my dear friend, have been with us for only a short period of time. The basis of my teaching to all of you has been the power of thought. This teaching is ongoing, and we have returned to it on many occasions. The most powerful thing that you possess is your thought. Thoughts are dealt with in many ways, and we could spend this evening and many other evenings discussing this topic. What you are wishing to know, I believe, is that you must also be in full control of your thinking. It is easy to give out good thoughts, but you must be careful that there is no intrusion upon the thinking of another. Are you with me thus far?
No, could you explain that bit again, please, about the intrusion?
Each one has the responsibility for their own thinking.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Those who wish harm, those who give out a vibration of wrong thinking, can do much damage to the spirit. Therefore, my instructions to you all has always been that those who wish you harm should always be given only loving thoughts from you.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Because, let me tell you, what you think will always return to you.
Yes.
But what you must also know, and what you must also try to understand, is that you cannot interfere in another's thinking.
Yes.
This is where the confusion lies, is it not?
Yes.
Yes. Because of the power of the thinking, you can, with another human being, have stronger thought vibration than theirs.
Right, yes.
There is variations in the power of thinking. Therefore, if you have the knowledge of sending thought, then you must also be careful that you do not interfere in the thinking of another.
I understand.
Is it clear to you now?
Yes, thank you very much.
Because you cannot interfere in another's life or another's thinking.
Yes. Yes, I was looking at it the wrong way around.
Yes.
Now you've explained it.
I feel
perfect sense.
You have become confused.
Yes.
Again, to us it is a simple thing, but to you human beings, all of these topics have become confused and therefore rather complicated.
Yes.
What I have tried to teach all of you is that with the power of your own thinking, you can achieve all things. But in attaining that power of thinking, you must also realize the responsibility you hold towards that thinking, towards another human being. That responsibility is a great one, and one which you should think about and use wisely.
Yes, I'm sure we'll try to remember that.
I feel the gentleman needs to ask more.
I'd like to think about what you've said.
Yes.
And I'll come back. And if I'm not sure, I'll ask again.
Yes, I will always give you, my dear friends, many opportunities to clarify my words.
Thank you.
It takes a little while to get on board. I feel as though I'm doing a bit of catching up in the moment.
But you're not alone.
Yes.
It's very enjoyable, and I have enjoyed reading your teachings.
Yes, I hope that the words, as you read them more often, and after all, that is the reason behind these written words and the spoken words, that all of you, my dear friends, can look back upon what I try to teach. And if there is a problem, then I hope you can come to me in all sincerity and love, in order that my simple words can become even more clearer to you.
It is good to read them again, sort of think about it, perhaps in more detail.
Again, I do not wish to be seeming unkind, but humankind have very short spans of memory.
You're right.
Again, this is something that can be cultivated for your own good. Yes.
Sarah? Yes, I don't question. I just want to try on what Mark said. When we go to sleep, does the spirit automatically leave us? Or does it sometimes stay? Or is there any hard and fast rule or not?
No, the spirit will return at some point in your sleep state to our world to be spiritually rejuvenated. It is entirely left to the spirit body when this occurs. Some who have the equipment, shall I say, to leave the body easily, like to leave it for most of the sleep state. But others will return to us without knowledge and without remembrance of that occurrence. There is no specific time or hard and fast rules for this.
And if the spirit is not in the body and the body is woken suddenly, would the spirit be aware that the body is going to be woken suddenly and then?
Yes.
Yes. So it wouldn't
remember, as I have said to our dear friend, the gentleman, that spirit has an expansion of knowledge which is not available to the physical.
Yes.
The spirit is all-knowing, mm-hmm. or rather all-knowing as far as the physical being is concerned.
Yes.
Not all-knowing in as much as all-knowledge, but all-knowing for the particular time of that living of the physical being.
Yes.
You understand.
Yes, thank you. Yes. And the question I had, my son was watching a television program last night, and he was talking about an American trying to spy, during the Cold War, trying to spy on the Russians. And they tried to do that telepathy with somebody standing outside a building and trying to get information. Now, not only could this American home in on this building that the person was standing in front of, but he could actually go inside the building and got the knowledge inside the building. Now, is this an out-of-body experience? We were talking earlier about out-of-body experience. How would he get the knowledge of the inside of the building? So it wouldn't be telepathy from the person outside, because he was only outside the building.
Yes. Again, I return to short memory. We have in past time discussed this very thing.
Okay.
But yes, there is and are a few human beings who have the capability of greater knowledge, shall we say, but only from practice of using the spirit rather than the physical. Right. It is perhaps what you might term mind power. Again, we have touched upon a subject which we have not fully entered into in any great degree, but we can do on another occasion if you so desire.
Interesting.
Yes, if you would like to look back over my words rather than use time here and now, you will find my answer.
Thank you.
But if you so desire, let me know and we will discuss this a little further.
Thank you very much.
If I could ask one, I was talking to someone the other day about the spirit leaving the body at the time of death. As I understood it, it was immediate. As the body dies, so the spirit leaves. She had the idea it took 3 days of our time.
The spirit leaves the physical body only when there is a severance of the cord. The spirit can leave the body, which in your world can be said to be dead. But until that cord is broken, the spirit remains close to the body. And on some occasions, this can take seconds, this may take minutes, hours, and even days. On most occasions, I can tell you that when the time of what you term death, the spirit is freed almost immediately.
Yeah.
But again, you are both correct.
I see, that's interesting. It was actually, you know, our old friend had two circles. It was in the other circle that this query came up.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
Yes. Remember, my dear friends, that you should never be so closed-minded that you cannot accept other viewpoints
yes.
from other people, because there oftentimes includes many things from spirit which are correct. So do not always assume that other people are wrong. If you have doubts, then please to ask questions of me.
Yes, I'm glad I did.
After all, I am sure that each one of you here have heard many cases of someone who has been pronounced deceased and returned to life.
Yes.
So the physical pronouncement of death is not always the actual moment of severance of the cord. Is this clear to you?
Yeah. Yes.
Would it be partly the power of thought of the person that
yes.
was keeping the cord from severing?
Not only the person, but the power of thought from those close by. And again, we return to interfering thoughts. Do
so
you now see some connection?
Yes.
Yes.
So if in a particular religion it was said that it would take 3 days, so the thoughts from the people surrounding the body, that would that affect?
They can do. But they pull back the spirit and to try to keep them, but when the time is right, there is nothing or no one who can stop that return home.
So if that is the case, when people are brought back to life, as it were, maybe is that not their time to go then? Otherwise they would have gone.
Yes. Mm. It is as simple as that. Mm. It is a lack of knowledge of you human beings in understanding the process of what you term dying. Mm. But nothing or no one can hold you here when your time has come. No person, no thought, no healing, nothing at all will keep you upon this planet if it is truly your time to return home to us.
Thank you. Any questions? There's just one. Last week we did a rescue through Sarah next to me, and she did find it quite difficult to shake off the effects of this rescue. Is there anything more that we could do to help her, or anything that she could do?
No, you have done all that you can. The lady you speak of will find that with a little more experience that she can take more control of those who come to her. She must remember that these souls come under conditions of control, but we also need the control factor of her own mind. It will come with time, but let me reassure you, my dear friends, that there is nothing to be concerned about. It may take a little longer than you anticipated, but always the lady will return free from any encumbrance or any leftover feeling from those communicators.
Yes. Okay.
Well, my dear friends, as ever, I hope you have been completely satisfied with my answers.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you again.
I know as time continues, these questions and answer times will enable you to become a little more enlightened. That is our purpose. That is why we wish to help. There is many things to be achieved here. But again, I reiterate to you that we must go slowly, and it must show you, I believe, how many times I answer your questions over and over, that is the reason we must proceed slowly, in order that each point, each question that you have is fully answered and understood. Do you agree?
Yes, we do appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Have you got time for one more? I just thought one more.
Question. Of course, my dear friend.
Yeah, my baby, Robin, she quite often wakes up in the night. And I wondered if she was sort of asking her spirit to wake herself up so she could... usually we just bring her into our bed because we're too tired to sort of wake her to go to sleep and then put back in the cot. But I just wondered what the process was going on there.
I understand. Of course, children in the world are to most people just babies who are here to learn. But of course, you know and understand them as spiritual beings who have chosen to come. Yes, but what you must also understand is that although they have chosen to come, these spirits in the small physical child's body are sometimes unhappy because they still have remembrance of the spiritual life. There are some babies in your world who will be restless for quite some time of their young living. It may even continue with some for years until the spirit realizes that they have come here for the purpose they have chosen. So you see, it is slightly different from what we have spoken of previously. It is a different subject altogether.
It's a kind of adjustment phase.
It's adjustment, it is a restlessness, it is in some children anger. That may sound strange to you, but the spirit is angry that they have to be confined within these human confines.
Yeah, I can see.
Can you understand?
Yeah, I can see.
Yes.
So, I would continue with what you are doing, and even if you can, to speak with your thoughts to pacify and console the child. Welcome the child to this world and offer your help to her. It can be done.
Thank you.
So, it is something perhaps for you to think about this time.
Thank you.
Would that work in the case of my youngest grandson? He's definitely not into school at this moment. And there was tears this morning. True, his mother's not very well and I had to take him. But would that help in that case with thoughts?
All thoughts must help. You must, what you must not do is blame everything onto the spiritual being. Remember that each one has come to this world for the learning process. And as a child, they will behave as children.
Yes.
The condition within their own a little living can alter any child, although the spirit is always in control to some degree. The physical child must work within those conditions to which they have come. So I would say that the child you speak of is making only adjustments to the conditions of living which are there in front of him.
Yes, I see.
I would say to you this, my dear friends, that be careful that you do not always make every action that is before you in your living. Do not always assume that it is of a spiritual nature. Although you are spirit, you are also a physical being with physical problems to overcome.
Yeah.
Can you see what I am telling you?
Yes, I can, because he's happy enough until he gets to the school gates.
It is a lesson for him to learn and to overcome. That is all.
Could I just ask, I am slightly, you said he was surprised to hear the spirit was cross, was angry. If the spirit knows all about the physical, why would the spirit be angry? Because the spirit has chosen to come back.
Yes.
And I know it is then confined to that, but it must know that it's being confined.
But no, it does not. Have I not told you, my dear friend, that all memories are erased?
Yes.
But in some children, that memory remains.
Ah, oh, right, yeah.
So Robin remembers.
But that's
so that spirit being within the child's body can remember the freedom and the love of the spirit realm. So therefore, although they have chosen to come, there is perhaps anger is too strong a word for you, but there is unease, there is discomfort, there is a longing to return home. It is a longing, perhaps.
Yes.
Forgive me for the misuse of the words.
Yes, that makes more sense than anger.
But it can be kind of physically expressed as anger.
Yes, it would be interpreted by the parents or whoever is associated with the child as an angry child.
Yes.
Because it is expressing itself in the only way that it knows how. Is that clear?
Yes, that makes more sense. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Always, this is the problem I find, my dear friends, to find appropriate physical words to describe to you feelings from spirit.
You did very well then.
Yeah.
Are there more questions, or do you have enough to think about? May I suggest, my dear friends, that you think upon the words this time and take each one slowly.
Yes.
Perhaps to know and understand quickly and quietly in your own time. And then, before we continue on your questions, you can return to those we have discussed if need be. I think for this time, my dear friends, I will withdraw. I will leave you in the hands of this dear lady. You can, if you so desire, discuss quietly between yourselves all those those points that we have discussed this day.
Yes, it's been very interesting.
I ask only that the words not be too loud in order that this instrument